Maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller.
The president with the prime minister of Pakistan there. House Democrats will want to highlight what they see as the president's obstruction of justice. Republicans will be questioning the process and the origins of the investigation. More protests in Puerto Rico with people demanding that Governor Ricardo Rossello resign now. He says he won't run for re-election next year.
In a video message, Rossello says he made mistakes and he's apologized for them. This is in reference to a number of text messages leaked to the public showing Rossello and his aides making fun of hurricane victims and using derogatory language about political opponents. It also follows an FBI corruption sting in which two of Rossello's former cabinet members were arrested.
That's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have an interesting weather week ahead as a rare summer front enters our state, hopefully bringing some nice relief. Today, hot and humid again with a high in the low 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered afternoon and evening storms roaming around. Sounds routine, right? Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms increase, becoming numerous by afternoon as a front moves through the state. Then storms ending later Tuesday evening, turning cooler, low 66. Wednesday, lots of sun, less humid. A rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 2019 has been the deadliest year for boating accidents in Alabama in two decades. 25 people have died so far this year. In July alone, 12 crashes resulted in 6 deaths. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol says they can't pinpoint the cause of this year's drastic increase. Happening today, the Montgomery County School Board will have a special called meeting. Board members will get an update on the school system's accreditation from Advanced Ed. We will have updates on the story throughout the day. And a prison search dog was injured after finding synthetic marijuana during a dorm sweep. The dog named Jake became unresponsive after finding a powdery substance that turned out to be synthetic marijuana. He was taken to Auburn University for treatment and is expected to make a full recovery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump back to his relentless attacks against four minority congresswomen. This time tweeting, I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country.
Iran releasing new video of the moment it seized a British flag tanker. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard giving orders to the crew just before boarding the ship.
Mounting pressure for Puerto Rico's embattled governor, Ricardo Rosselló, to step down as tens of thousands continue to take their outrage to the streets.
The U.S. military is condemning Venezuela after a dangerously close encounter in the skies over the Caribbean.
The president of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, saying, thanks to you, Avengers Endgame is the biggest film of all time. The movie smashing the ultimate box office record to date.
Sandwiches and salads sold at both Fresh Market and Target, two very popular stores, now being recalled nationwide because they may be contaminated with Listeria.
It was a big weekend at the box office with The Lion King breaking a record for the biggest July opening ever with $192 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Did the Silver King corn? Oh, God. Unbelievable.
I believe it.
And then the pepper. Those peppers are great. I just ate like a madman this weekend. Crazy stuff. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to JC. JC, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you today?
I am great, and you, my friend?
I have a question for you on this tax that he's proposing.
Yes.
And does that mean that when you have a plumber or heating and air guy out to your house, they got to start paying sales tax based on their revenue?
Correct.
So that's going to create a headache for business people to have to figure the tax percentages on based on their sales.
Well, it's what they're going to do is they're going to charge the on their bill they send you. Say it's $100, it's going to be $108.30.
Right. But you know the business owners are just going to pass that tax on to the consumers.
I know, that's why I just said that your bill will say instead of $100, $108.30.
But there won't, basically there what won't, they're doing is they're go ahead.
There won't be income tax, though.
Right, but they're taxing the service work, which there has not been a tax on.
Right.
So, okay, just a thought. Just wanted to clarify and hope you have a good day, sir.
Well, dude, don't in any way think that I'm endorsing the tax, because I'm not. I want more information.
I understand.
Because, I mean, and like the point about it, if you get your oil changed, thanks for the telephone call, JC. If you get your oil changed, that's going to be different. Right. You get your yard cut, that's going to be different. You get your air conditioning service, that's going to be different.
Well, and that's how this plan ends up being revenue neutral. If you get rid of things like income tax, I mean, you got to make up for it elsewhere. And it'll be on a lot of things that haven't been taxed like this before or have not had this sort of rate before.
Yeah. Well, Alabama is not you do not get your pension income. It's not taxed in the state of Alabama. So the people that are going to get hit the hardest are going to be retirees 65 years old and older, because they're not paying any tax on Social Security or retirement.
And abstractly, just, you know, up in the clouds, I like the idea, whether it's a state level or the federal government level, where it's one clear tax that everybody pays the same rate, because you don't have winners and losers in the tax code. However, what I think Representative Holmes is going to run into is the people currently winning, not having to pay a straight-up tax. They might be paying it some other way. But right now, not having to directly pay that tax, going to say, hey, what are you doing? I don't want to have to charge my customers when I go fix their toilet 8%.
8.3%.
Or it's 8.03.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just call it 8. I don't know. Yeah. My goodness. That's three hundredths.
He doesn't 3 cents on 100.
It's just, he's going to run into that. The people that are currently winning, at least as they see it, are going to push back
home. Yeah, I would think that retirement groups now, if you take money out of your IRA account and you're taxed on that income tax-wise, if you're over a certain threshold, but your Social Security, your pension income is not taxed, which is why we have a lot of retirees that are military in the great state of Alabama. It's a big boon. So that one will be interesting to see what happens with that.
We'll see. We need more details, what sort of support is in the legislature. And then, as he said, the last thing, it would need a constitutional amendment. The public would have to vote on it.
Right.
A lot of hurdles to cross.
A lot of hurdles here. Okay, man, so much stuff and so little time here. Several interesting interviews that we had today. The big thing is, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Trump's a racist.
Oh, really?
I must have been told that 500 times over the weekend by different media outlets. And, I mean, they blatantly start the story with, you know, his racist tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Nick before we get into this. Nick, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Nick, we're great. And you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great. I have a question. When was the last time you heard a politician say, hey, we need to cut spending? We have enough revenue. We just need to cut spending. Have you ever heard one say that before?
Yeah, no, you don't hear that. And the problem is these revenues, there's never enough revenues for these guys. I'm just talking about the state as a whole.
State and federal. There's just never any end to how much money that they need, that they want, and there's nothing short of like an Article 5 convention to make a balanced budget. You know, and that's dangerous because that gives them license to raise taxes.
Yeah, it's...
Am I talking off? No,
not at all.
I can only think of five guys up in D.C., Nick.
I thought you were talking about the barbecue.
Right, but I can only think of a handful of guys up in D.C. who actually want to cut spending. And Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Thomas Massey. I don't know what Justin Amash is doing, but he's pretty good on the tax issue. The libertarians up there in Congress are on that page at cutting spending. Everybody else, it makes them very unpopular with everybody else. Let's just put it that way.
Making life difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, thanks for the telephone call, my friend. I want you to have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Let's go to Bud. Bud, where are you today, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself, gentlemen?
I'm doing great, but where are you?
I am coming through Baton Rouge right now.
Baton Rouge, huh?
Yes, indeed. On my way home, so really looking forward to getting up at the farm in Santup tomorrow on my tractor, just enjoying a couple of days, relaxing.
I like that.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Historically, Alabama suffers, we have the general fund budget, and we have the special education fund. One of those is very heavily driven by sales tax. And because of that, that budget has always suffered because when you have peaks and valleys in the economy, man, during a feast time, it's wonderful, but like during the Great Recession, revenue just completely disappeared as compared to a stable source of income through the income tax system. If we were to go to this approach, we'd be throwing the baby out with the bathwater because we would be entirely dependent on the cycle that the economy is in.
Yeah, it's, and again, when somebody says revenue neutral, I kind of look at that with a jaundiced eye. That's what they said about the city license tax, and that wasn't revenue neutral. It went up about 9%. No. Mine went up
not at all.
Mine went up about 400%. But I don't know. I mean, this has got a lot of moving parts to you. How do you settle? Because if it's considered income tax, the Constitution would have to be rewritten with this amendment saying that you're going to disperse the funds in a different way to the Education Trust Fund and the General Fund.
Especially when you have the so many of the taxes that are dedicated to a specific account, a specific department, et cetera, would you have to go back and say, okay, then X percentage of what this 8.03% must still go into that particular account? I mean, how exactly is that going to work?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, exactly. But, and then splitting between the municipalities, that's the one's going to be interesting also. Mm-hmm.
But, gentlemen, y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, bud. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with 7 flavors like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Pros do it right to take their business to the next level by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help and help you save. For your next stain job, get a gallon of Valspar One Coat Transparent Stain Plus Sealer starting at $35.98. And we now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder, giving you the flexibility to do just about any job for only $159. For trusted brands that make the job easier, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Joey, I don't know. There's so much good stuff out there. I don't know which way to start here.
Well, Trump's a racist. That's where we
begin. There you go. Trump's a racist. Just, and I left the title on there. Trump resumes his attack on Democratic Congresswoman of color.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, they did this all weekend.
Our latest CBS News Battleground Tracker poll finds most Americans disagree with President Trump's recent controversial tweets about four progressive lawmakers. In fact, 59% say they disagree with his tweets, saying the four congresswomen of color should go back to where they came from. 40%, on the other hand, agree with him. The split is mostly along partisan lines. Weijia Zhang is at the White House. Weijia, could these numbers impact the president's position?
Oh, good morning, Tony. President Trump often factors in his supporters, so they could, because our CBS News poll also shows more than 80% of people who agree with him are Republicans. And that may explain the whiplash on his position. Just one day after saying he was unhappy about racist chants from his supporters, he called them patriots. And now he is continuing those attacks on the congresswomen.
After a week of calling four Democratic congresswomen of color anti-American.
These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country.
For the hate-filled extremists, we're dealing with people that hate our country.
President Trump took his attack a step further, claiming he doesn't believe they are capable of loving our country. Senior White House advisor Stephen Miller echoed the president's message on Sunday.
These four congresswomen detest America as it exists, as it is currently constructed. They want to tear down the structure of our country.
Okay, so I'm kind of surprised it's not more, considering you lead off this, your story with, you know, Trump and his racist tweets. I mean, that becomes the headline of your story. Not that some see Donald Trump's tweets as racist, which would be more accurate if you had 59% saying yes, 40% saying no. I'm surprised that 40% said no, considering the level of news volume on this whole thing. So let's stay with the story here from CBS.
Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings defended his colleagues and called the president a racist. He warned what that means for the nation.
We're getting more and more people being emboldened with racist, making racist statements and treating people badly.
The controversy started when Mr. Trump tweeted the congresswomen should go back to their original countries. President Trump's attacks on Representative Ilhan Omar
at the campaign rally
prompted
there.
A chant of send her back, which went on for 13 seconds.
Ooh.
Sources tell CBS News Vice President Mike Pence was one of the people who voiced concerns about the chanting, leading the president to distance himself from it for about a day. Pence spoke to CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett.
Major, the president was very clear.
Was he?
That he wasn't happy about it. And that if it happened again, he'd make an effort to speak out about it.
All right, Weijia, shifting gears and looking ahead slightly, Wednesday, Robert Mueller is scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill. What's the mood in the White House?
Well, sources tell CBS News the mood in the West Wing is a collective shrug because they are not worried, since the special counsel Robert Mueller has already said he will not testify beyond what he has already said in his report. The president's personal attorneys tell CBS News they are feeling very confident for the same reason. And Tony, Mr. Trump says he doesn't even plan to watch the hearings.
So, Weijia, what are Democrats and also Republicans then looking for from the hearing?
Well, you remember after this report came out, the president insisted there was no collusion, no obstruction, even though Mueller wrote he could not exonerate the president on the matter of obstruction. So I think they're really going to dig in for him to explain why. Of course, Republicans want to focus on the origins of this investigation because they claim, along with the president, that it was unfair to begin with and it never should have happened.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how y'all doing?
Very good, my friend.
All right. Hey, I'll go ahead and be the first one to admit I'm not, like, the smartest person in the world when it comes to politics, and how everything works in the White House or, you know, everything like that. But I want to know who they're polling. because, like, they say, like, did they mean, like, 59% of just Democrats? Because I don't know anybody that I'm actually friends with that would say there was any. You know, I can understand the controversy in the tweet, and I can understand the controversy in the speech he gave where they were chanting. I mean, that is understandable. But my thing is they made a mountain out of a molehill, you know, and I absolutely agree with everything he said. You know, go back where you came from, fix it, and show me how you did it. You know, you've got all the sense, and y'all know how to do it all, so show us what go show me.
Yeah, they leave that part out, and every report left it out. What do you hear Morning Joe? You're really going to flip out on this one.
Yeah, and then it goes back to, you know, I can remember a time when they used to have Donald Trump on shows like The View and MSNBC, and they were just absolutely in love and head over heels with this man. And they would chant Trump's name. When are you going to run for president? And it just goes to show you that, you know, that the media has become nothing but a political outlet on what has Trump done wrong today, because it all boils down to he's not doing what they want him to do. They can't put their hand up his behind and make a puppet out of him, and they hate him for it.
Yeah, I wonder where I've heard that, what has Trump done wrong today statement. That's exactly right, John.
I get that from Mr. Moores. He's my go-to guy.
I like that. John, thank you so much for the telephone call.
You too. Have a great
spot
one.
Spot on. Rodney, coming back to you, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifies in Congress Wednesday about his report on Russian election meddling. President Trump says he's not tuning in.
No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably, maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller.
The president with the prime minister of Pakistan there. House Democrats will want to highlight what they see as the president's obstruction of justice. Republicans will be questioning the process and the origins of the investigation. More protests in Puerto Rico with people demanding that Governor Ricardo Rossello resign now. He says he won't run for re-election next year.
In a video message, Rossello says he made mistakes and he's apologized for them. This is in reference to a number of text messages leaked to the public showing Rossello and his aides making fun of hurricane victims and using derogatory language about political opponents. It also follows an FBI corruption sting in which two of Rossello's former cabinet members were arrested.
That's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have an interesting weather week ahead as a rare summer front enters our state, hopefully bringing some nice relief. Today, hot and humid again with a high in the low 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered afternoon and evening storms roaming around. Sounds routine, right? Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms increase, becoming numerous by afternoon as a front moves through the state. Then storms ending later Tuesday evening, turning cooler, low 66. Wednesday, lots of sun, less humid. A rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange. 272-9228, that's where we are.
Every time I speak your name.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan and Joey. How are you?
Today? I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing fine, Dan. I opened my eyes up this morning, and I'm doing great.
Good.
Look, guys, y'all know I'm trying to take on a new positive role into the 2020 election for Donald Trump.
Okay.
So let's talk about racism. Everybody out there, just give me a moment. I may be wrong on some things, and I can accept that, but I think I got a pretty good view of these things. I think we all come from the human race. That makes us all one. I also think that if other people can draw conclusions of racism, that is correct. There's other forms of racism. I think racism is not when a white and a black man has an argument or has a fight. I think that's a disagreement. I don't think it's when a Chinese man or American immigrant of any other culture and someone else of another culture have a dispute. I don't think that's racism. What racism is when somebody defines you and your race as being an inferior race or wants to control your race or try those types of things. That's racism. So the Democrats absolutely do not know what racism is. So let's really look at this. The Democrats claim that the Republicans are racist. Well, as a general across-the-board party to be racism, let's look at that. When you look at that, people, you'll see that both parties have elements in those parties that may have some fascist or racist individuals in there. All societies are going to have this. Okay? But when you look at the Republican Party and the micro, less than a micro percentage of their party that may contain some crazy lunatics out there, compare it to the Democrat Party, the data looks like across the board 100% of them are all out of their minds and they're racist and they hate America. And because they hate America, it does make them racist. So who is telling the truth here? They're both telling the truth. But let's look at the percentages of them. When you look at the small percentage of the Republican Party compared to the huge percentage of the Democrat Party of America, you're going to have to make up your mind. So that's what my opinion is on that. What do you think about that, Dan?
I hear what you're saying, and I, to me, this whole thing of racism and the use of it, they're trying to weaponize it for political purposes. They leave out a very important part of that tweet and say, go back to your country and show us how it's done. Mm-hmm. And they leave that out. They leave that out intentionally so they can say it's a racist tweet. The way they're presenting it makes it sound like a racist tweet. And on top of that, I think that if you are pitting someone of one color against someone of another color, I think you then are a racist.
Correct. So I think America is pretty much up to speed on this. These polls out there, don't believe them. Don't believe them, guys and girls. Remember the leading up to the last presidential election, what the polls were telling. They're going to throw everything they can possibly throw at us, confuse us, mislead us, do anything they can do to feed us a bunch of garbage. And let's remember, I really think these poor women really do not hate America. I think it's worse than that. I think they want the demise of America. They want to crush America. They think America is an evil country. And that's what that they're behind it. So I think Donald Trump's being very generous to them and using the phrases that he uses.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to feed into real quick is with Comey. Keep a close eye on Comey. I don't think Mueller is going to testify. Dan, how do you feel about this? I think Mueller is also stalling, thinking that some of the IG stuff will come out first. I don't know what's going on. What do you think is going on with all this?
I don't know. I'm not sure how the IG stuff can come out before Wednesday, considering that they're talking to new witnesses. There's certainly a lot of rumbling about the IG report that's out there. I hear that a lot. And I think that the other side of it is Mueller could look, depending on what they come up with the IG report, Dan Bongino is going to be talking about it a little bit later on. I think Mueller could look kind of foolish doing his testimony based on some of the IG report information.
Yeah, correct, because I think what's kind of trickling, leaking out about Comey was really not shocking to me, but it's also clarifying some things. I don't know, Dan. I think Mueller's going to start realizing what's happened. I think there's been some stuff going on in the back here, and these guys are not done with putting their foot in it. And so, I don't know. I'm going to watch this one, but Comey's not looking good for Comey.
Yeah, Comey, did you see Comey's iPad talking about, here are the questions I want Mueller to answer? And or to be asked, and nothing had anything to do with the Pfizer application in the beginning of this whole thing. Nothing.
Yeah, well, that's some of the stuff trickling out of the IG right now. Comey just better get him a lot of money stacked up, because what's coming out ain't gonna be good about him. So I'm not worried about what current he's trying to tell Mueller to do. He can tell Mueller whatever he wants to tell him, but let me tell you, he better get ready for his defense, because that guy's got a set of shackles waiting on him. I can see it right now. I have read some of the stuff that trickled out, and this is just some that trickled out. Comey's on his way to prison, and I'm pretty confident in that.
Well, Rodney, thanks for your telephone call. Appreciate you.
Okay, guys.
You have a safe trip back.
Okay.
Bye. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Hey, listen, great show today, Dan.
I've been listening
to it off and on. Look at this Palestinian lady that doesn't wear the hijab. What's her name?
Tlaib.
And I'm not trying to be crass, but can she prove that Donald Trump is guilty of incest? Did he have sex with his mother?
I haven't heard her say that, but...
No, yeah, I mean, exactly... She says it, and if he says anything that kind of sounds racist sideways, boy, they take that, they put that under the microscope and start peeling it back and look at. But here she is accusing him of incest, and it's and I mean, it's a throwaway line. I know I'm not in the sixth grade, but look, words mean things, and I'm really tired of the hyperbole that's constantly bantered about. Sexism, Nazi, fascist,
racism, xenophobe.
Homophobe. We're afraid of all this stuff. And it gets to where it doesn't mean anything. All we hear is noise. You know, it's like feedback at a concert, you know? And I wonder why they persist with this stuff and they don't communicate a clear message.
Well, I can tell you why, because they are trying to gin up minorities and different people to turn out to vote against Donald Trump. That's the only reason they're doing all this. Only reason is the reason the media is complicit with it too.
Right, right, yeah, and but there are people out here like us that are paying attention to it, and I'm just not buying that. I'm just not buying. Hey, listen, great show, and thanks for having the doc on. That was good stuff.
Any great?
He is a blast. All right, you have a good day.
Thank you, appreciate it. News Talk 93.1 FM. Okay, guys, we're going to do Morning Joe. There's going to be stop and go. I want you to buckle up your seatbelts. If you're driving, slow down a little bit because I don't want you to crash your car. But they spend basically 30 minutes. I'm not going to bore you with 30 minutes worth. But they spent 30-plus minutes calling Donald Trump every name in the book and basically making crap up. Listen in.
We begin with President Trump continuing to outright question the patriotism of four minority Democratic congresswomen whom he told to go back to their countries, declaring them irredeemable and now to destroy the United States. Trump tweeted Sunday morning, quote, "I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country. They should apologize to America and Israel for the horrible, hateful things they have said. They are destroying the Democrat Party. But are weak and insecure people who can never destroy our great nation." Also this weekend, President Trump shared a defense of the send her back tweets from a far-right British commentator who in the past linked a rabbi's pro-migrant work to the mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. On Saturday, Trump shared a tweet by Katie Hopkins, who wrote in part, "Send her back is the new lock her up." Trump also shared three other tweets by Hopkins, who after a terrorist attack in May 2017 at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, tweeted, "We need a final solution, Manchester." And who, after the mass shooting last year at the Tree of Life synagogue that left 11 people dead, wrote, "Look to the chief rabbi and his support for mass migration across the Med. There you will find your truths." It is unclear whether Trump was aware of the background of Hopkins. The White House did not respond to the New York Times request for comment.
You know, they take everything and like East was there, they micro look at it and then they go, "Aha, there's that racist statement right there. I knew there had to be one in here." It's unbelievable how they are ginning this thing up and they're making it a Trump against women of color. And what they're trying to do is inflate the vote to try to get to mobilize a group of people. So you got to go vote against Trump because he does not like you. He hates you. He wants to eliminate you. He wants you to go back to where you came from, which is not what he said. Let's continue on with this. A little long, but listen to this.
And so, meanwhile, in a move reminiscent of his flip-flopping on statements on the racist violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, back in 2017, President Trump pulled back from criticism of his rally for his rally-goers chanting "send her back" about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. The president declined to call the chant racist or even stand by his claim on Thursday that he was not happy with it.
President Trump, you're not happy with the chant. However, the chant was just repeated.
No, you know what I'm unhappy with? I'm unhappy with the fact that a congresswoman can hate our country. That's what I'm unhappy with. Those people in North Carolina, that stadium was packed. It was a record crowd. And I could have filled it 10 times, as you know. Those are incredible people. Those are incredible patriots. But I'm unhappy when a congresswoman goes and said, "I'm going to be the president's nightmare. She's going to be the president's nightmare." She's lucky to be where she is. Say it.
The chant, "send her home."
No, you know what's racist to me? When somebody goes out and says the horrible things about our country, the people of our country, that are anti-Semitic, that hate everybody, that speak with scorn and hate, that, to me, is really a very dangerous thing.
That, well, I agree completely, and I'm glad that Donald Trump is finally into self-confession, because, of course, we know he said several anti-Semitic things throughout his political career. Of course, I remember back during the heat of the campaign, the presidential campaign, he sent out an anti-racist tweet, retweeted one with Hillary Clinton with dollar signs, talking about her being controlled by Jewish money. And my gosh, all the hatred that he spewed out about America, talking about America, American carnage, and talking about the American dream being dead, and on and on, saying America was crippled. I was deeply offended by that. I am glad that Donald Trump finally is reflecting and understands that his sort of language is just not acceptable anymore.
Now, notice that Donald Trump personally sent the thing out about Hillary Clinton, which was a Star of David on her picture. And so the Star of David means that he was anti-Semitic. That is unbelievable that Joe goes so far on this. Wait till this next one. You're going to go crazy over this. Let me go to a break. Come back. Dan Mar Show will be back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Monday, starting your week outright. Before we get into more Morning Joe nausea, morning sickness, Morning Joe sickness, I want to remind folks about my good friend Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. You need video production done? He can do it. You want to get tapes, videos, VHSs, Betamaxes, moved over to digital format to put on a DVD or to put on jump drive so you can then send it up on the cloud and then you can be able to play it on any of your computer devices you have. Dan Black can do it. Have an 8mm film, say football, say the kids' Christmas. Well, Dan can convert that over to digital for you. Because it's not getting any younger, that film can deteriorate. So you need to get ready to call. I'm going to give you a telephone number. Copy this down for me, please. 334-440-7801. 7818, sorry, 7818, Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. My good friend, when you call, say, Dan, what's the Dan Morris special for today? And he'll tell you. Let's go to, let's go back to Morning Joe here and listen to this piece.
But while we were watching the Red Sox blow the game, we were actually talking, this was Friday, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We were predicting what was going to happen. That, like Charlottesville, he condemns and then he backs up. And then he condemns and he backs up and backs up. He did exactly what you said he was going to do this weekend, just like he did with Charlottesville. And it reminds me also of right before Super Tuesday, when he said he would not condemn the Ku Klux Klan because he knew nothing about them, didn't know David Duke. And then he said it was an earpiece. And then he, I mean, this is what he does all the time, but he usually ends up on the most racist position possible. And that's what he's done here too. And by the way, he's turned it up. He's turned it up a notch. The racism and the hatred and the nativism and the xenophobia. Make no mistake, this isn't just what, this isn't Groundhog's Day. This is a new level of racism and hatred brought to you by Donald Trump and the Republicans who enable him.
All right, the president's use of the word nightmare there certainly could be applied to the Red Sox pitching staff, Joe, but we'll set that aside.
Yes, certainly could.
You're right. We spoke a few days ago and sort of saw this coming. It's very similar to what he did in Charlottesville. Let's flash back to August 2017. In the hours after Charlottesville, he spoke at his golf course at Bedminster and blamed the violence on people on both sides of that altercation. After 24, 48 hours of a media firestorm about it, I was part of the traveling press pool during that stretch. They whisked us to the White House, taking him off of his vacation, so he could give a statement there from the White House with the backdrop of the grand setting there, and saying that, you know, it was a much more measured teleprompter reading, saying that, no, of course, you know, and he condemned the white supremacists. Only the very next day, again, after watching the media coverage of the flip-flop, after hearing from Republicans who expressed concern, but also those who didn't, noting who was talking, who wasn't, consulting his informal advisors after hours, suddenly held a press conference at Trump Tower and went back to his original position. Because there's one thing that this president hates to be seen as doing, and that's caving to pressure. The idea of that he is responding to what other people are upset about, that whether it's lawmakers and media commentators, he cannot handle the idea of look like he's been pushed into a corner. He returns to his first instincts, and we saw that here again. Look, we've all seen the video clip from the rally from North Carolina. He did nothing to stop that chant. He soaked in the chant. Only after some concern expressed by Republicans, after watching some of the media, he walked it back. He sort of expressed that he wished that chant hadn't happened. But then he ended up back where he started. First of all, we know he doesn't ever want to criticize his base, and he was clearly concerned that it looked like he was criticizing the rally goers in North Carolina. That's first and foremost. He doesn't want to ever upset them, but he also doesn't want to be seen as giving in. And he also, as a final point, still wants to have this fight. He still wants to make these congresswomen of color be his opposition, be his foil for now, eventually the Democratic nominee. But right now, he wants to have this white identity racial fight, and that tweet, the tweet yesterday, the language that's really striking is this. He said, I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country. Well, Mr. President, what makes them not capable? That's the question.
And Morning Joe's going to answer that question. And what I'm going to do, Joey, I need you to move back to that phrase again so we can play it. But I need a redo. A redo. Dan Black Studio. I gave the wrong number.
Oh, no.
I gave the old number. I got to get the new number. So, guys, my apology. Get ready to copy this down. Put it somewhere. You're going to need this. 334-676-1734. 676-1734. Dan of Dan Black Studios, my good friend. Ask him what the Dan Morris Show special is for today. He'll tell you. Okay, so play that back, the last part, so we can frame this up again.
Color. Be his opposition, be his foil for now, eventually the Democratic nominee. But right now, he wants to have this white identity racial fight.
White
and
identity.
That tweet, The tweet yesterday, the language that's really striking is this. He said, I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country. Well, Mr. President, yeah. what makes them not capable? That's the question.
Okay, what makes them, I don't think that they're capable of running the country. So what makes them not capable of doing it? Well, Jill Scarborough is going to tell you, ignorant people out there.
Well, they're not white. First of all, it clearly is suggesting that they're not white.
Mm-hmm.
They're foreign, even though they're not. And also, very interesting in that press comp, that presser, when the president said, they're just lucky to be where they are. That's Donald Trump saying, you know what? Given that they're women and they're from Somalia or they're from wherever, Detroit, or they're from Cincinnati, regardless, they're just lucky to be where they are. So, Eddie, I want to read you something from Garry Kasparov. He wrote a column yesterday, and it was really important because he said, I've been warning you guys since 2016. This is what totalitarians do. And they keep amping it up bit by bit. And Gary's exactly right. This is taking it to a new level. But he said in his column for the New York Daily News, Trump feeds the mob and the mob feeds Trump. Demagogues don't find radicals to lead. They radicalize their followers one outrage at a time. And as Mr. Kasparov wrote, Donald Trump is taking them even farther now, and every time they don't respond, every dime they don't condemn, it becomes normalized and then allows him to go one step further with his racism, one step further with his demagoguery, one step further with his xenophobia. And it appears that that's exactly what is happening here.
That is unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable that Joe would say that. Now, we know that the reason he said that is because they're not white. Mm-hmm. How about it's because they don't have enough knowledge to run the country? How about the things that they are thinking and talking about are things that would just destroy the country? No. It can't be that. It cannot be that. It's because they're women of color. That is that is so outrageous, and I'm not even through with it yet. Demo Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.